In Alaska's U.S. Senate race, there's been so much talk about the billionaire Koch brothers, you might think they were running for office. They're not, though a Koch-affiliated group has already spent close to $1 million on ads against Mark Begich. The Cook Political Report today declared the race a toss-up, and Begich one of the Senate's most endangered Democrats. But as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the well-funded anti-Begich ad run may not be having the desired effect.
The Begich campaign aired its first TV ad this month. It doesn't talk up his achievements or criticize his challengers. It's all about the Kochs.
Who's behind the attacks?
The Koch brothers.
The billionaire Koch brothers.
The strategy of highlighting the Koch brothers is presumably working for Begich, says Anchorage political blogger Amanda Coyne, because he does the same in virtually all his fundraising appeals.
It's really hard to get an email from Begich without mentioning the Kochs.
Now, point of clarification, people talk about the Koch brothers' ads against Begich. The ads are sponsored by Americans for Prosperity, a group the Koch brothers helped found. Whether they're still funding it isn't disclosed. AFP says it has some 90,000 donors. The Kochs, though, make an attractive target. Charles and David Koch are two of the wealthiest men in America, tied for fourth place, according to Forbes magazine. And they give big to conservative and libertarian causes. Nationally, the Democrats are taking aim directly at the Kochs, and it's personal. Here's the top Democrat in the Senate, Harry Reid.
What is going on with these two brothers who made billions of dollars last year, an attempt to buy our democracy, is dishonest, deceptive, false.
Some columnists and bloggers have said they're the best enemy the Democrats could imagine. A gift, really, because railing against the Kochs fires up the left and drives donations. Begich says he's not so sure about that.
You know, I don't know if it helps me or not, but I just know one thing. We're going to tell Alaskans about these groups like his, like the Koch brothers, and tell them that we're up against billionaires and we need their help.
Campaigning against the Kochs is a page straight out of the latest National Democratic playbook, and it might be an especially easy play in Alaska. To start with, as the Begich ad points out, Koch Industries is closing a refinery near Fairbanks, a refinery with a water pollution problem. But it's more than that. Anchorage political consultant and ad pro Art Hackney calls the Kochs lovely men. He says they should receive more praise for things like their huge donations to hospitals. But Hackney says the Kochs, meaning Americans for Prosperity, have probably helped Begich more than they've hurt him.
Senator Begich didn't listen. How can I ever trust him again?
That, says Hackney, is Exhibit A, the ad featuring a fake Alaskan in her kitchen complaining about Begich.
Well, I mean, all of us make mistakes, but the minute it was outed so rapidly that that was a Maryland actress, the ad should have been pulled down.
Instead, the ad ran and ran, Hackney says, in effect helping Begich show how outsiders are attacking him. It also allowed a pro-Begich super PAC to air an ad ridiculing it that Hackney calls quite effective. Americans for Prosperity tends to run the same ad in several states, just changing the name of the Democratic target. Hackney says that doesn't work well on Alaskans, in part because they often know their U.S. senators face-to-face.
I do think that most outside groups have a tin ear when it comes to Alaska because they're used to, in other states, being able to be a lot more generic in their messages. And Alaskans, you know, need to be talked to in different ways.
Hackney's not a disinterested party here. He formed a super PAC supporting Dan Sullivan, one of Begich's Republican challengers, which pays him for professional services. Hackney would like to work as an advisor to out-of-state groups like Americans for Prosperity that plan to run ads against Begich. For one thing, he'd advise AFP to quit running ads saying Begich supports a carbon tax. Begich calls it a lie, and Hackney says most Alaskans don't know enough about the term to care.
It's a whole lot of money spent not to have a great deal of effect.
AFP didn't make anyone available for an interview. Mark Helenthal, an Anchorage pollster and political marketing guy, also picked carbon tax as a losing issue for an anti-Begich ad. He says AFP's decision to run it shows they don't get the state.
There's a certain lack of understanding of what issues play in Alaska and what issues don't, and their ads haven't reflected an appreciation for that.
He describes it as more than a waste of money. Helenthal, who has no clients in the Senate race, says the attack ads are giving Begich something meaty to run against.
I think, yeah, Begich's counter-negative is what we call it, is very effective.
Helenthal, though, says he'd have to see some polling data to believe Americans for Prosperity and the Koch brothers are doing their cause more harm than good. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.